She's not doing anything else this morning, so I am pleased to welcome Natalie Chilurzo to the program. Of course, the co-owner of Russian River Brewing Company. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Pat.
All right, question number one. Are there people lined outside the new Windsor location of Russian River Brewing?
Well, I'm not there yet, but I heard there was two chairs out front. People are starting to line up.
This is the culmination of not just a dream, I don't think, for the Russian River Brewing Company, but really, the expansion of your company into Windsor at this location has been a long time coming.
It has, yeah. Denny and I decided to do this about 4 years ago, and it takes a lot of time to not only find a piece of property that would suit our needs, but just to assemble the team to help design it and build it and now furnish it and do everything that it takes to build an 85,000 square foot.
Well, a lot of people up in
encompassing brewery.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it's a whole lot of things. The people in Windsor must be dancing in the streets this morning, at least the leadership there, because of this addition to the city of Windsor. And talk about this place. Talk about walking into the front door of this place, Natalie.
So there's 2 acres of free parking out front, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So when our guests walk into the courtyard area, they'll see we've designed this what looks like a modern farmhouse that encompasses all of our hospitality and our administrative offices, and you'll be able to go into the gift shop and buy growlers and bottles and T-shirts to go. And you can go into our tasting room and have small taste, or you can go into our pub and have the full experience where you can get the sampler set, you can eat some really delicious food, and just enjoy just everything that Russian River has to offer. The brew pub itself is very beautiful. I'm very happy with the way it turned out. We have hardwood floors. We have a box beam tongue and groove ceiling and wainscoting around and really rich blue color inside. It's very warm and inviting. We have a 16-seat fireplace that has been really nice the last couple of nights.
Yeah, I bet.
We've been working pretty late.
Yeah.
And then there's also a patio area with a second bar and then a large outdoor beer garden where we invite our guests to put their beer in a stainless cup and head on out and enjoy the view of the wetlands that we have on the west side of our property.
Yeah, it is a beautiful property. It's 10 acres, right?
It's actually a total of 15 acres.
15 acres.
We developed about 11 acres.
And what do you expect in terms of today, the opening day, and maybe particularly this weekend, Natalie?
I hope that a lot of people will and maybe already have made plans to come and visit us. Hopefully a lot of locals, of course. And then, I imagine we'll get some folks from out of town. We'll make the journey over the weekend. I don't know if we can expect lines out the door, but just knowing that there's a couple of gentlemen sitting out front right now.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Pretty good and pretty confident that we're going to be busy.
Yeah, it opens up at 11 a.m. this morning. What about the tours? Are you ready for the tours at this stage?
Yeah, unfortunately, the guided and self-guided tour walkways are not accessible yet due to construction delays. So we are actually still under construction, but we're pushing very hard to at least get the brew pub and the gift shop open so that we could, obviously start having people come and visit, get some beer in the pipeline, and also make a little money, which we need right now.
Yeah, there are probably a couple of bills due.
A couple real big ones. So the tours we expect to be ready in about a month. So we will be making the reservation link live within the next few days on our website and start booking tours for around the middle of November.
Well, it's about as big an expansion as you can get from the downtown Santa Rosa location to this amazing new facility in Windsor. And, it's a good thing for all of us, too, when you talk about construction, you talk about employment in Windsor, et cetera, because every shot in the arm we can have a year after the fires is a good one.
Yeah, we hired about 120 employees, and which they're it's incredible. I mean, we more than doubled our staff within a month.
Yeah, yeah,
which was a very challenging and daunting task, but we did it, and I'm very, very excited to get to know all of our new employees over the next few months. It's going to take a while to learn all their names, of course, but you know, we did create a lot of jobs with construction and creating a lot of jobs with our new brewery as well. And so, you know, I do think that it will help stimulate the economy here in Sonoma County by bringing tourism back, because we have all been experiencing a downturn of tourism since the fires. And so, you know, I know that there are a lot of fire stories this week during the anniversary, and I hope that our opening at this time will kind of help bring just kind of a sense of renewing and rebuilding our community and celebration.
I think you're pretty right about that. It is in at Condi and Mitchell Lanes in Windsor. It opens up in to about 2 hours at 11 a.m. this morning. And Natalie, to you and Vinny, the very, very best of luck and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Pat. I look forward to having a beer with you at my new brewery.
Can't wait to do it. I'm going to wait till things settle down a minute or two for you guys, but we'll see you next week.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right. That's Natalie Chilurzo from the Russian River Brewing Company and opening up their big new location in Windsor, and it should be very good for tourism around here.